This is Akashvani. The news read by Anuja Kumar. The government flagship financial inclusion scheme, Pradhan Mantri Jan Dhan Yojana, today completed 10 years. More than 53 crore beneficiaries have been banked under the scheme so far. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has congratulated all beneficiaries and thanked those who made the scheme a success. In a social media post, the Prime Minister said, Jan Dhan Yojana has been paramount in boosting financial inclusion and giving dignity to crores of people, especially women, youth and the marginalised communities. Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman said, the scheme integrates the poor into the economic mainstream and plays a crucial role in the development of marginalised communities. The National Task Force, NTF, today held a meeting with State Chief Secretaries and Directors General of Police to discuss short-term measures for the security of medical professionals. The meeting was co-chaired by Union Home Secretary and Health Secretary via video conferencing. The task force has been set up by the Supreme Court to make recommendations for safety, security and working conditions of medical professionals. Yesterday, Union Cabinet Secretary had chaired the first meeting of the task force in New Delhi. The meeting discussed in detail the various issues and the members of the task force put forth their suggestions. The NTF members informed that they have been approached directly by various stakeholders and have individually received almost 300 to 400 suggestions. Union Health Ministry has created a national portal on its website under the title Suggestions to NTF. The BJP's 12-hour band call in Bengal has evoked varied response. In Kolkata, traffic is lighter, shops, schools and colleges are open. Private cars, taxis and buses are lower in numbers. The metro and air services are running normally in the city. Suburban train services have been affected by the strike at various places in Kolkata and adjacent districts. Road traffic was impacted in Nandigram and Alipurduar. In Malda, clashes occurred between TMC and BJP workers over road blockages. Reports of clashes between BJP and Trinamool Congress supporters are also coming in from Barakpur railway station of North 24 Parganas district. An incident of firing has been reported from Barakpur. A BJP leader has been detained by the police at Barakpur. The band call has been given to protest the alleged police brutality against the students who participated in the rally towards the state secretariat Nabunna yesterday, demanding justice for the RG car rape and murder victim. More than 200 persons were arrested. BJP State President and MOS Education, Dr. Sukanto Majumdar, has written a letter to the Governor of West Bengal, apprising him of the matter. The UN General Secretary unanimously has voted to postpone the Security Council reform discussions to the next session. India's Deputy Permanent Representative, Yojana Patel, criticised the decision and warned that the intergovernmental negotiations process risks losing its legitimacy if it continues without progress. Since the intergovernmental negotiations process began in 2009, the Assembly has repeatedly deferred formal negotiations due to opposition from a group of 12 countries, including Italy, Pakistan and Canada, which have blocked the adoption of a formal negotiation. In Jammu and Kashmir, the scrutiny of nominations for the first phase of Assembly election is taking place today. The nomination for this phase of Assembly elections in Jammu and Kashmir ended last evening. As many as 24 seats spread over 6 districts will go to polls in this phase on 18th of September. The India Meteorological Department has issued red alert for several districts of Gujarat for the next 48 hours, with forecast of extremely heavy rain at isolated places in Saurashtra and Kutch. IMD has also issued a flash flood risk alert for several districts, including Ahmedabad and Vadodara. In Bihar, thousands of people have been displaced due to flood conditions in Bhagalpur, Munger, West Champaran, Khagadia, Katihar and some other districts. The Paralympic Games 2024 will officially get underway in Paris today and will go on till 8th of September. A total of 84 Indian athletes will compete in this edition of the Games. And that is the end of this news bulletin.